Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In this episode, we will be considering the end of World War I, specifically looking at the events that took place towards the end of the war and describing how Germany was affected by these events. World War I took place from 1914 until 1918. It obviously had profound impact right across Europe, and Germany's loss had an especially big effect on the country, not only in the immediate aftermath of the war, but also years later. When the World War I started, it was at first believed that it would be a short war. It was often said that it was going to be over by Christmas. However, instead, and for various reasons, the battles lasted longer than predicted, and in the long term, they led to the death of millions of people and the suffering of many, many others. Some Germans wished a peace deal to be signed, but others were split from this, arguing that Germany should fight on until they'd finally achieved victory. The war caused many problems at home for people in Germany. There was extreme poverty faced throughout the war years, and in particular, the winter of 1917 was known as the turnip winter due to a lack of food. By 1918, it was becoming likely that Germany was going to lose the war. Although one of their main rivals, Russia, had stopped fighting and in fact agreed a peace deal with Germany, the United States of America had just entered the war. The USA's strengths, including large numbers of troops and weaponry, was going to be very difficult to beat. In addition, the British naval blockade of Germany had starved the country of food and other resources. This caused great discontent at home and led to public protests. And indeed, towards the end of the war, some Navy sailors even mutinied, which means they refused to follow orders because they believed that this would lead to their certain deaths. It was becoming clear that Germany was a country in great crisis. Germany's leader, Kaiser Wilhelm II, at first tried to offset this by passing some power to the German parliament, the Reichstag. However, this failed to stop the public protests, and so eventually the Kaiser abdicated, meaning he gave up power. This left Germany without a properly organised government. Germany eventually surrendered on the 11th of November 1918, bringing an end to the fighting in World War I. However, across Germany, arguments and protests then took place to decide the country's future. Some people wanted to see a communist or Soviet type of government introduced, but many others opposed this and wanted much less extreme changes. Eventually, a civilian government, led by a man called Friedrich Ebert, was formed. Ebert, although a social democrat, was extremely opposed to a communist takeover, and as such reached secret deals with the German military to support the new government and stop attempts to overthrow them. Ebert's government faced various challenges in the early years, including left-wing and right-wing groups that tried to overthrow them. However, these events were defeated, and eventually the new German government began to settle. A new political system was introduced in Germany. No longer would Germany be essentially a dictatorship led by a Kaiser, but instead they would become a new, forward-thinking democracy.